Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The U.S. begins World Cup play tonight facing Paraguay at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. More postseason recognition for the Blue Jackets' Zach Werenski today, named NHL First Team All-Star for the second straight season by the Hockey Writers. Just last week, Werenski was named winner of the Norris Trophy for top defenseman. Baseball following off days, Cleveland and Cincinnati back in action tonight. The Guardians will host Detroit. Guardians have dropped four in a row and stand a half game out of first in the AL Central. The Reds begin a series at home with Arizona. Diamondbacks have lost three straight. The Reds have dropped seven of their last 10. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Indianapolis tonight. Golf second round of the Canadian Open. Ben James the leader at 10 under par. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
We made it, buddy.
Yeah, here we did. We made it to what?
Another week.
Friday?
Without getting fired.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, at the end of the show, we could get fired, but we had five shows this week without termination.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what we do, it is just it's a thrill. But then again, isn't it kind of like how Charles Barkley just said recently to, what was that, on the DP show, whatever they were doing, and people took it seriously? I hope they fire me. I have 5 or 6 years left on my contract. Just fire me, please. Send me to Galveston.
Was that the
Galveston?
Dan Patrick show?
Yeah.
Hashtag DP.
Right. I don't know if it was a double penetration show or what it was.
Oh, whatever. Is that how your sick mind works? Is that what you think of? Yeah, he was on the double penetration show.
Speaking of double penetration, how you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Apologize for the voice today. A little Chessy LaRue.
Don't sound it.
I'm going to power through.
Doesn't really sound it to me.
It sounds it to me.
Well, I'm sorry you don't feel well.
Yeah, it does.
It's Music Appreciation Friday. So 4 o'clock today, a brand new crop of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs. I gave you a little freebie this week with the flamenco music.
Yeah, we actually have, we're getting a lot of production orders in, and let's just say we got so many songs, they're bursting.
We're overflowing
yeah,
with songs.
They're the bursting from the seams.
At this radio station is off the charts.
We Plus, can't even get them all in this Friday.
It's Pick Your Parlay that's coming up at 5 o'clock, a little pizzazz. I want to start off the program by thanking the fine listeners last night that came to our first listener gathering that we had. A very small, intimate affair, a catered affair.
Mm-hmm.
Five listeners brought a guest, each brought a guest. They got to hang out here after the show yesterday. We had some pizza. We had some laughs. I hope that everybody had a good time. I had a good time talking to everybody, meeting everybody. And if you weren't chosen for the listener gathering last night, don't worry. We're going to do two more this summer. And you probably won't get chosen for that. Well, that's not uplifting.
I'm just saying, we got a lot of entries.
What are you doing?
And we have five people that are chosen.
I said before, I felt bad when we did this because, but you know what? It's still good that we're doing it. The drawback is not a lot of people can win. We certainly hope that the show still brings you joy if you don't get to come to one of these, because there's only 15 people total that are in. The five that came cannot be repeat winners either.
No.
They absolutely will not be repeat winners.
We didn't
winners.
Let them leave. We murdered them.
We actually told them that they can't listen to the show ever again.
They don't even live anymore. They're dead.
That's the end of the journey. You get to that, no more listening, it's done. Yeah.
So we had some nice conversation. We had some pizza. We also had some two-year-old spoiled pop because... F-bomb Jen decided to give us Pepsi that expired 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I had one of those today. I was like, this is disgusting.
No, sorry about that, Teddy.
What is going on with
well,
this?
Well, I had them out in the hangar out there.
Oh. I will thank non-sports Matt, Jen's wife, who, by the way...
Jen's husband.
Whatever, Jen's wife, well, Jen's husband.
He's a man.
He's a man.
He's a man.
I'm a lot more feminine than he is, the non-sports Matt.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Every time I shave...
You guys are ballroom dancing, he's leading.
I go from... I was telling somebody about, you know, like my facial hair, because we had a guy there that, you know, that had a good beard, and I wished mine was like him, and I was jealous of him. And I said, all I can do is I get this nasty sort of Pirates of the Caribbean patchwork scruff, and then I grow it out as much as I can, as much as I can stomach it. My wife won't touch me or look at me. Then it starts hurting again, and I shave it off, and then I'm back to being a woman. I just go from woman... to having ugly, disgusting facial hair that keeps me away from the schools. I'm not even allowed near them. And then right back to Rachel Maddow. That's the circle of life. You are Rachel Maddow. It's a circle of life. But anyway, non-sports Matt ratted Jen out on the anniversary. They were celebrating their anniversary at our little shindig. And he said, hey, he saw me picking up one of the Pepsis, and he nudged me and said, hey, might want to check the bottom of that can. I said, this nice can right here? Terrible. He's like, yeah, if you look on there, you could possibly see the date. It said something like 2024 or maybe 2023 on it. Like, we couldn't go $15 to get a few 12 packs of
back when I was banging. When I was a teenager, I had a buddy in high school. His name was Chris Clark, and we had a big Coke canning and bottling factory in my town.
Okay.
And his job as a 16-year-old, he'd go every day after school, was to go to the Coke plant, and then expired cans would come in and he would erase the expiration date and put new expiration dates on there.
Get out of here.
That was his job. He ran the expiration date erasing machine.
That's like fraudulent behavior.
Of course it is. I'm sure that wouldn't fly today. Back in the 90s when we had no rules.
Well, because you could taste it with these sodas. So it's not
that's not just two years expired, you slap a new date on it and you're good to go. That is what happens when you have 0 degree weather for a little while.
And then it freezes and thaws, and then it's
100 degrees because they've been kept in a shed.
I didn't even think about that. That is true.
Yeah, that's why it tasted like that.
The variations of this soda. It's one thing if you just have it in a basement where it's climate controlled the entire time.
So for the next listener gathering, what I am promising you is five new winners and fresh pop.
Fresh pop.
And you know what? Because I said, and I don't like it, no Pepsi. Pepsi is banned.
No Pepsi. Coke.
That's right.
No fries, chips. And we're going to have dessert.
Yes.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
We didn't have any dessert.
Boy, you know what? This party really sucked. I'm sorry.
Be thankful you were not picked.
Yeah, we'll get it right the next time. Get it right the next time.
The guinea pigs. They had to suffer through all that crap last night.
That was one lousy party last night.
Hurricanes push Vegas to the brink. Torts guarantees game 7. I saw that today, like, oh, Torts guarantees game 7. What the hell is he going to say? I don't know. If we're going to win game 7, of course Torts guarantees game 7. Let me tell you something. Everybody on the Golden Knights roster should be standing in front of a microphone saying, yes, we're winning game 6. Can I print that for bulletin board material? Yes, you can. We're winning game 6.
Take it downtown and print it.
Right. I never understood that. Like, oh, he's guaranteeing. It's like, what does he have to lose by that? They have to win or they're eliminated. Yeah, the season's over.
It's not anything that we need to make a big deal out of.
You think the Hurricanes are sitting in the dressing room saying, oh, did you see what Torts said? He guaranteed victory.
What is there supposed to be? Some kind of ramification for when a coach or a player guarantees victory and then you lose? Maybe that's what people want.
Nikita Kucherov, coach, wins the heart.
La Femme Nikita.
Uh-huh.
Ever watch that show?
Yep.
USA Network.
Right after Pacific Blue.
She was striking.
The Bike Cops. Remember that? Maybe a little Silk Stockings was on there, too.
Little burn notice.
Connor McDavid just 10 points back. It was the closest race in like 26 years. Zach Werenski, if you're keeping score at home, finished 7th. And then we have the World Cup tonight. Team USA against Paraguay. That's 9 o'clock this evening. All right, coming up next, we have a special announcement to make. We're going to have a special guest on this show next week, and we'll tell you who it is.
We even told our friends last night.
That's
who it
right.
is.
The no people one, last
they
night.
They got to know that at
maybe
least.
Maybe they got on the message board and screwed it. Screwed us?
They screwed it.
Screwed it. Double
they
penetration
just
style?
Screwed it.
That's right. We're going to tell you who our special guest is going to be coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a vehicle fire that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt after US 23. And watch out for another delay due to a crash on East Main Street at South Washington Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show you appreciate him. This Father's Day, show you appreciate him. Ashcroft and Oak. Do it before he says he doesn't need anything. Shop today at nowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies will turn into sunshine throughout the day today with gradual clearing, highs getting in the mid to low 80s, and then for tonight, clear skies with lows down into the 60s. We will kick off your weekend on Saturday with plenty of sunshine in the forecast and highs getting in the mid to upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow.
I'll plug
away.
Got
a big Saturday. Let me tell you about it. Cleveland Browns weekend. It's from 6 to 8 a.m. Then it's the best of T-Bone and Tyvus from 8 to 9. 9 o'clock, it's Tee to Green with Skip Mossick live from Scioto Country Club. You know who's going to be on?
I think he has a Buckeye basketball legend who's sort of like an honorary guy for the event.
The U.S. Senior Open's going on there.
Yeah.
Michael Redd is involved with that.
We don't think about Michael Redd enough in this town.
I think about him plenty.
Okay. I swear I see him at almost every Buckeye men's basketball game, like sitting courtside kind of behind one of the baskets. I think we should make more things of Michael Redd. He was a brilliant player.
I love me some Michael Redd. Plus, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, 10 to 1. It's Fan Sports Sunday with Reeser and Tito. And then we have Reds at 3:40 tomorrow. Jake Diebler.
Diebs. Big year. Big year for him. Right now, the offseason, and obviously coming up into this next season.
Huge year for him. And next week, he's going to be in here with us, and I'm going to look him dead in the eyes and say, Coachy, it's a big year for you. Big, because John Diebler will be our special guest. And we don't do these little, like, 8-minute chats. It's boring. Instead, he's coming in to visit us for the better part of an hour. So we're going to do that, what, Wednesday at 4? Is that right?
Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And I'm thinking into the future, too. And I'd like to have maybe, you know, I'd like to have one of their best players on, too. I know they got you got Bynum, you got Mobley, you got the new kid, Anthony Thompson, coming in. So
how about Mobley?
I certainly would like to get...
Why no Mobley?
Well, whoever we think we consider the best player. I kind of tend to agree with you that that's John Mobley right now. I mean, I don't really even think there's a debate. Starting off, it's John Mobley's team. Bruce Thornton's gone. John Mobley, I thought, took a hell of a nice step from freshman year to sophomore year, which is why he, no problem with it, tested the waters with the NBA draft. That's absolutely what it's designed for. That's what you're supposed to do. We all thought and knew with the opportunity here to actually be the engine of a team in the Big Ten that, you know, for starting predictions is supposed to be top 10 in the conference, which has you in the tournament. And you and I have talked before. We would like to see this.
I don't want to just get in the tournament.
I don't want
to
either.
That shouldn't be the goal.
You let me finish. We need to not be picked around 8 to 10 to start a season anymore. We need to push past that and get this program to a point where, you know, we love the components so much where people are saying, oh, that's a top 3 Big Ten team. Like, they're in the mix to win the Big Ten championship, regular season or tournament, and then do some serious damage in March Madness.
Teddy?
Do you think Coach Diebler plays the ping pong?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I bet you he does.
I've seen his golf swing. He certainly has some good hand-eye coordination.
How about that golf swing? Yeah, I reposted that when Nicole Sheeran was out there for the pro-am.
He's coming off a knee injury, so I don't know if the pong's going to be too much with the back and forth and...
Well, that's why I was impressed because it's different. I could tell from the swing, because I'm like that ball was not veering off to the right, that he hit that somewhat down the middle of the fairway. Maybe that had like a 5-yard cut fade to it because it didn't look like he's able to activate that lower body as much.
The glutes?
Activate the glutes. The birthing hips. But really, you got to have some leg action, some flexion to twist in the golf swing, but I heard that was quite impressive for him coming off of his surgery.
Let's see, Teddy,
he didn't have time to play either.
When Timmy and I play, I mean, we're pretty expert craftsmen when it comes to ping pong. We move people side to side.
You guys move guys back.
My worst nightmare is that, you know, Diebler shows up and we put him on the shelf again because he tears something playing pong with us.
That would be a nightmare.
He's a guy that from the moment I first went to a practice over there, I also respected it. He would get out there and really hustle with the players. He would get in on a defensive drill.
You know who else used to do that?
Who?
Coach Mata.
Oh, and look what happened.
Well, I'm just saying that was, you know, pre-dead foot.
Right.
But he used to go out there and really get a workout.
I mean, Jake Diebler is nowhere near in years where Thad was. But we did, you know, point out before, Thad was only 45 or so, he looked like he was pushing 60.
I know.
I was blown away the first time I Wikipedia'd and saw, like, oh my God, he's how old? I thought he was in his twilight of his career, last couple of years, and then he'd have to hang it up.
So Jake Diebler coming on the program next Wednesday, 4 o'clock. He had the entire team over to his house on Tuesday night for a dinner.
Yeah,
they played cornhole. They had a giant Connect Four. They had an inflatable arcade basketball game. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
That's my nightmare, by the way, having that many people in my house at one time.
Would you do it if you were a head coach, though? Would you do it just because to be nice, have the guys over?
I would do it, and then I would have, like, waiting on the porch after everyone was gone, Stanley Steamer. Just like waiting there to come in and clean the floors and the carpets and everything. My question is, do you think Coach said to everyone who came, I mean, this is staff, this is players, this is a big gathering. All right. Do you think he said to everybody, hey, thanks for coming, shoes off? Because let me tell you something right now. Pope Leo could show up at my house and say, hey, Your Holiness, big White Sox fan, do me a favor, lose his shoes. No, but I was in the Pope Mobile. It's all clean in there. Doesn't matter. Lose the shoes.
What kind of shoes do you think the Pope wears?
Are they like an orthopedic black?
I would think he wears like a very delicate cloth.
No,
because
no,
they're basically throwing out red carpet anywhere that he walks.
You know what I bet he's
got?
So
it's nice and fuzzy and soft.
He's got the flowing garments, so
he's
he doesn't
want to flowing robes.
Bend down and tie his shoe. He's probably got like a slip-on Skecher.
Slip-on
Skecher.
I feel like it's a holy. I feel like whatever he's wearing, you can't buy in the store. He's not going on Amazon and getting your basic Skechers or Nikes.
The Vatican's got their own cobbler?
I do.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
You don't think the Vatican's going to make the Pope anything that he wants? This is hand-woven, high-quality crap we're talking about.
The Pope
about.
Is a fine American. He's wearing a Skecher.
No way.
I'm telling you.
You're out of your mind. If you think Pope Leo is wearing some stupid Skecher.
He's eating a tavern-style
like
pizza,
55
crust,
and up guy.
Square-cut, thin.
Well, that may be.
Having a Skecher. And
that
by
may
the way,
be.
We have the official declaration, and people around the world are pissed off because Pope Leo yesterday went on social media. You know, he always goes on social. He's telling you, you know, how we should act and all
say?
That stuff.
He's something about pizza. I
Hold
missed
on.
This.
I'm going to tell you. He talked about the start of the World Cup. All right.
Okay.
And everybody's all pissed off because the Pope called it soccer. And let me tell you something.
He's from Chicago.
I understand that, but he's also been very European. He's worked in South America for a long time. You'd think maybe the Pope would say football, but no.
No.
He said soccer, and all the people who are not American are all pissed off about it. I like how, of all the things to get pissed off about, like, well, we got a lot of hoarding of money, maybe a lot of treasures in the Vatican. Maybe you spread that around. You feed some poor people. Maybe you don't touchy the boys anymore.
Nope.
But the thing that really gets us pissed off is the fact that the Pope called football soccer.
You can put the Italian in the Pope, but you can't take the soccer out of the American. I guess that's what that shows. And since he is the Pope.
You lost me. You lost yourself, didn't you?
Tonight! I thought it was pretty clear. What he says goes.
Well, that's right.
It is papal law.
Papal law.
Yeah.
Papier-mâché.
Papal and papal.
The Big Ten has apparently decided not to prohibit schools from scheduling Texas Tech because of the Brennan Soresby ruling.
Whatever.
Meanwhile, Texas Tech continues to make complete asses of themselves for justifying their behavior. Did you see the school president come out?
Did I see it?
Give us some more gobbledygook.
Do you know that was 20-some minutes of all the Texas Tech holes just sitting there, podcasted up like everyone in the world is doing now?
Remember, he's a
podcast studio.
He's a beacon of higher education.
Oh, my
learning.
God.
That's what he's about.
He said, where was the thing that I pinned? You'll love this. This was something that was actually said. So the president is Lawrence Chovanec, right? This was his little take on the NCAA gambling rules. He said, I think we have to recognize the rules in place now were made long before there were millions of young people walking around with a legal gambling apparatus in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said about
this.
That's
what he said.
He's basically saying, I mean, what do you expect these kids to follow the rules? These incredibly modern rules of don't gamble on the sport that you're playing in and on the games that you're playing in.
Yeah, but back when, you know, Washington was crossing the Delaware, you didn't have a smartphone in your pocket where you could put some action.
No, you didn't.
You know, it was just good old-fashioned.
Now that the apparatus is right there.
You had to go to the saloon.
Yeah, now that the old...
Find Scabs McGee and put some money on it.
I can't stop. I mean, we all, every person in the world has one of these apparatuses, and yet we all don't seem to be falling down the same pit hole of gambling on the games that we're actually participating in.
It is a go-to-jail Friday. Get in touch with us. If you want to send somebody to jail, we will sentence them probably to death. I want to talk to you about a 4-ton potato coming up next. Where are you going to get a tease like that?
Here.
Bishop and Friends?
No. It's a big potato.
Rothman and Ice? No.
You said four ton?
4 ton.
That's like a couple. How much is a
potato?
How much is an elephant? How much is a ton? A ton is 2,000?
Are you saying that with like fact behind that or just guessing?
A ton is 2,000 pounds. Authority. I declare.
Do
you challenge?
No.
Do you believe me?
No. But I'm not confident enough to challenge.
2,000 pounds.
If you wanted to tell me that Firehouse subs are cold, then I would challenge. Because I'm confident in that.
They were cold when they got to me.
My soul is cold. 4-ton potato in 2 minutes. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a couple-minute delay due to an accident on East Broad Street near James Road. We also have a crash on the shoulder of southbound 270 on the East Outer Bell at 33, causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole from 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Man, you got me thinking about French fries now, you jerk.
I got it.
Mentioning the potato. All I want is some fries.
The Dublin Irish Festival
is
coming
one.
July 31st to August 2nd. All right. And at the festival, the Big Idaho Potato Truck will be there. It's a 4-ton replica, not a real potato, just so you know. I mean, we can't grow a 4-ton potato, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. A 4-ton replica of a russet potato that tours the country promoting the American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association certified Ohio potato and its mission to help small charities in towns and cities with its A Big Helping program. Now, here's some facts about a 4-ton potato.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
You ready?
Yeah,
if
please.
If the spud were real, which it's not, but if it were, it would take 7,000 years to grow. Yield 20,217 servings of mashed potatoes, weigh as much as 21,562 regular potatoes, and produce 1 million French fries.
A million fries.
1 million fries.
I don't like that yield. If I'm growing that tater over 7,000 years, I want that to feed basically everybody on planet Earth. Like, that's what I should be able to get out of a 7,000-year potato.
No,
it should be like
on Earth,
dude. Should be like Jesus with a fish. Just keep regenerating.
Jesus with a fish.
I'm actually on the website right now of BigIdahoPotato.com, and there is just some beautiful footage of this big red Mack truck with this giant potato just cruising down the Idaho state roads, probably heading out from Coeur d'Alene or somewhere beautiful like that. Bo Bishop's probably tailing it with the RV. Got the whole pack of kids, Bootsy and Beamsy, chasing that thing down. You got the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile, probably.
Nah, the Wiener doesn't hang out with the potato.
It's like the wide load stuff. You got the Wiener in the front, the Wiener in the back, potato in the middle.
You got the Wiener in the front, the Wiener in the back. You know what you say when you're driving down the road and you see one of the potatoes?
Oh, man.
You know what you say?
I just scream.
What do you think you scream?
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Nope.
See you later. It's a tater.
That's what you do.
Who the hell's that?
Torg.
Really?
That was his home run call.
That's Torg?
That was his home
run
call.
Again.
See you later. it's a tater.
All right, I hear it now.
Yeah.
I hear it now.
Hey, dude.
Do you know?
Look at that giant spud, dude.
Do you know how I saw the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile just out in the wild one day? Like, think about the odds of you just seeing that in the middle of a state road somewhere outside of, you know, Uniontown, Pennsylvania. What are the odds?
What are the odds of that?
There's only like two of those. And they don't.
You were at Wienerfest.
It's not like the, no, I wasn't. It would be something different if you came from, you know, a place where you knew the Wienermobile was. Like if they said that the Wienermobile was going to be down on 3rd Avenue in Columbus and then you were in the area and then you wound up catching it, that's not the same. We're just leaving a family weekend, cruising up a little hill, and then all of a sudden, like, Sarah and Jack are sort of half asleep in the car, and I'm driving, and I'm, you know, sipping on my coffee, and I just meanwhile go,
Wiener!
Wiener! Hey! Wake everybody up. What? Jesus! Like, it's Oscar Mayer Wiener!
It's a big wiener.
You see it? There?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to sleep.
Sucker's like 30 feet tall when it's driving.
What are the odds of that?
It's humongous.
You know, at
it's
my
like
wedding.
75 feet long and 72 feet tall.
When I got married to my lovely wife, we both have a crazy aunt, okay?
Everyone's got a crazy aunt.
I understand that. And so I'm at the wedding, and Kristen's crazy aunt and my crazy aunt come up to me at the same time. And they say, you know what we just found out?
What?
And I said, what? She says, well, my aunt said, I'm your godmother, and this is Kristen's godmother. What are the odds of that? And I said, well, if you ran into each other at a rest stop on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I'd say, what are the odds of that? But right, considering it's our wedding, where the two of us are getting married, and you're both here, I'd say the odds are pretty damn good.
Those are pretty damn good.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
I saw a Wienermobile, and then just a pair of fairy godmothers showed up.
I think me seeing the Wienermobile was somewhere like the dude hitting two hole-in-ones in the same round. Of all the space in the United States of America, and that sucker could have been anywhere in the country. Now, I guess I'd have to look up where it's based. And where do you think the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is based? Seems like a New York company. I don't know. I don't know where Oscar Mayer's from.
Hey,
do you?
Where's the headquarters there?
What do you think, Teddy? No, don't look. Let's guess. I'm going to say it's in New York State, Oscar Mayer. That's just a wild guess.
I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
I'm going to say Pennsylvania.
Oscar Mayer, where is it, Teddy?
It is headquartered in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I should have guessed that. The encased meat capital of the world.
All right, so if it's based in Chicago, I'm in the western PA. Yeah.
Historically, it used to be in Madison, Wisconsin. So that's it was, but now it's in Chicago.
So the company was founded in Wisconsin is what you're saying?
Yeah.
So toilets and hot dogs.
Toilets?
Cheese. Kohler.
Oh, that's there?
That's them, right? Yeah. Kohler, Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you got the Whistling Straits. Got sort of the Pebble Beach of the Midwest up there,
too. Yeah.
Oh, right on the water, Teddy.
You're going there, aren't you?
A lot of heather. A lot of fescue.
You know, I'm looking at the entertainment lineup for the Dublin Irish Festival.
How's it doing?
I'm not thrilled.
Should you be there?
I pretty much should. I think I draw a better crowd.
You're like one of the dudes in Dublin.
Well, normally they get at least like a band or two that you've heard of before, but this is pretty much just all like Irish fiddlesticks. And here's
do they have like the bagpipes of Dragoon or anything?
We got the pipers. We got
what do we got?
I'm looking.
Allie the Piper.
We got
Jizzo is going to be there. That's got to be pretty good.
You got the Rice Brothers. You got the Hooligans. You got them.
You got Mossy Moran.
Oh, Mossy Moran.
You got the Yankee Celtic Consort.
Ladies of Longford. Looks like they have quite the jam session going on.
Gaelic Storm. Okay.
This really sucks.
What? Don't say that. It's the pride of Dublin. I'm sure even though you don't,
what about
you
some
don't
Irish
recognize
themed?
These names,
what about
doesn't
like a
mean
tonic?
They're not going to put on a killer show. Tonic?
Tonic.
If you could only see the way she loves me.
Emerson Hart is the lead singer of Tonic. He's very Irish. Super Irish.
Okay. Maybe.
Bob Ford and the Ragamuffins are going to be there.
Teddy, do you know who the best guest ever would be for the Irish Festival. One of the top actors, one of the top billing actors of all time.
Liam's Neeson?
Liam's Neeson.
What would he sound
like? I don't know if I could go because I'm from Belfast.
He's Northern Irish.
That's Northern Irish.
Right, that's not the same thing.
I'm not going to the Irish Festival. I'm going to the Northern Irish Festival.
That's Rory too, right?
Yeah,
Rory's Northern Irish. Colin Farrell? He's probably regular Irish. Yeah.
How about Bono?
You too.
I mean, you too.
Have them out. What are they doing?
They're probably Dublin based.
They're Dublin.
Right?
Yeah. Why can't you get them regular Irish?
Yeah, exactly. Instead, we got the narrow backs. John Whalen.
The Cranberries?
She's dead.
Ooh. She died?
Dolores O'Riordan. She passed away. Alcohol poisoning. It's been a while. She drank herself to death.
I get that. Alcohol poisoning. You didn't have to add in she drank herself to death.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a cautionary tale to all the kids out there.
Well, it is. You don't have to like double up on how
say
tragic
she, I
that
say
is.
She died like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, man. I haven't listened to the Cranberries in a minute.
So it's
2018. It's been a while.
It's stained.
They can't play the Dublin Irish Festival.
Not Irish?
You're not allowed to play.
They may be Irish, but
you're not allowed to play if you don't have any kind of Irish theme. Kind of doesn't make any sense then, right?
Well, right. I think so. What are we missing?
We're not going to get Bob Marley to play the Irish Fest, right?
Scottish. So they can't go. I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 miles just to be...
No, not yet!
You skipped!
Sorry, we can't even play the music.
We get popped. By the way, we keep getting popped by Spotify.
Getting popped.
Yeah.
Because we play little snippets of songs, and Fish is like, what are you going to do about it? Stop playing the songs. I'm not going to stop playing the songs. You know what? Spotify can kiss my ass.
Because yes. I got laid in Napa. Ooh.
Stop subscribing to Spotify.
Go get the podcast someplace else.
That's right.
I got soaked in wine, and I was sucking on a cork, and I got laid in Memphis.
Sucking on a what?
Cork.
Jesus,
the
Timmy.
The cork goes in the wine bottle, you dummy.
I got really scared.
You always do that to me.
Sucking on a cork?
Yeah.
And make sure you got all those letters correct.
That's what you do.
What happens if you take the R out of that?
What happens? C-O-C.
Spotify bans us.
What's the difference?
C-O-K.
We're banned.
Banned from Spotify. Here's your t-shirt.
That's a new t-shirt we should have. Banned by Spotify.
That's our fourth album.
Go to Jail, coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident on southbound 270 after Roberts Road on the west outer belt. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt near 71. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft & Oak. Show you appreciate him. This Father's Day, show you appreciate him. Ashcroft & Oak. Do it before he says he doesn't need anything. Shop today at nowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Accident gambling degenerate Steve Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
You know, I was watching the CNBC this morning.
What are they talking about?
SpaceX.
Oh, SpaceX.
Because today
goes
was the
public.
Public day for SpaceX.
SpaceX goes public.
Certainly not a supervillain and cult leader. Elon Musk was there and had all his cronies there and all his followers chanting and repeating after him. $2 trillion valuation for SpaceX. The whole goal for SpaceX is to put data centers in space and then to ultimately colonize Mars. So
I'm not saying we're real close.
I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm not saying any of that.
Aren't we supposed to do something on the moon before we go to Mars?
Moon.
Where's the
let
the
Bezos worry about the moon? Now that's Blue Origin crap.
How are we going?
SpaceX is going to Mars.
SpaceX.
NASA goes to the moon. If SpaceX is going to Jupiter. Look, I'll say this and I'll be done with it. First of all, I think Elon Musk is a supervillain and you're all stupid. Second of all, I love how today on planet Earth, 800 million people don't have access, not can't afford, don't have access to electricity.
Is that true?
That is true.
Closing in on a billion people, we don't have an electrical grid?
800 million.
We have that many third world countries.
But we get a company that says today, let's colonize Mars.
Well,
a barren wasteland of nothing.
But we're going to have lots of electricity if we do.
Of course. Got to breathe the air. Got to be comfortable.
Nothing.
A little cold there.
What are we doing? Like a Truman Show?
Need central heating.
Yeah, and I'm all right. We got to be doing a Truman
Build
Show.
Build a big dome.
Dome, right?
That's where the bears are moving.
What if it gets
Northwest Indiana, Mars, who cares?
Fort Wayne?
Sure,
Fort
whatever.
Fort Wayne or Mars?
Who cares?
Take your pick, as long as they put a gigantic Portillo's there.
But hey, we got 800 million people. No electricity, no access to it. But don't worry. We're going to go to Mars. Let's go to jail.
Let's go.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Mikey, do you remember what I did yesterday at our party? Well, wetting your pants is cool. So consider me Miles Davis.
Uh-huh.
I do that all the time. But I didn't try to do this.
I know what you did.
I didn't try to do this. This was a complete accident, but it doesn't matter. I still did it. So we had two lovely friends from Paisano's Peppers. If you guys see them around town,
fantastic.
Pick yourself up some peppers. They do the mild, they do the hot.
Youngstown.
They do the Youngstown style peppers.
If you're from Northeast Ohio, you know exactly what type of peppers we're talking about here, and they are delicious. You put them on anything.
Literally put them on anything.
Eggs,
guys,
pizza, whatever the hell you want.
Put them on the eggs, all that stuff. You get a nice beef sandwich, put them on there. Be delicious. So we're ending the party. And, we got pizzas that we're trying to take home. You were so kind to help me carry my pizza and my peppers out to the car. Also, I had to take two trips. It's not like you gave me any grief over it either. And so, when I was, wrapping up, they were giving me some of the peppers. And they had a nice little, white bag. And, they put the peppers down there at the bottom of it. And without even thinking about it, we're still standing around. And there was, 10 of us right there.
Where'd you put the bag of peppers?
And I just, without even thinking about it, reached back. And for, 10 seconds, I set the peppers on Pongy table, and Scotty Vegas,
good for Scotty,
catches me.
He calls you out on it in front of everybody.
Catches me in the act. I look over at Scotty, and Scotty's mouth is agape.
Yeah.
And he's just staring at me, and I'm like, what do you want to tell me? What happened? And then I just kind of look. I'm like, oh, and I grabbed the peppers, and I pulled them off. They didn't leave any stain.
I don't care.
They didn't leave any Dom Tiberi ace mark, but I still
don't care.
I still did it.
You're the one that helped me make the rules for the ping pong table.
The rules still
apply. No personal items and no food. We had a bunch of guests in here last night. Guests in our corn.
Nobody did it.
Nobody did it. Except for you.
No one. Yep. And so the rule still applies, but I need to serve a stiff punishment.
You can pick them. Three toes chopped off.
Three toes?
You can pick whatever three you want.
Are you sure you want to do that to me? Because how am I going to play Pongy after the toes are gone?
Maybe to make you a little bit better because you suck anyway.
Maybe just chop off the wiener. I'll still be able to move.
No, I want something that's actually going to cause you some trouble. I'll do you a favor and your wife a favor if that wiener's gone.
Yeah,
you would. Hashtag DP.
But death sentence for me for that move. That was bad. Also, we usually have an office jailbird now. I guess technically that was me right there. But I also have to put in our guy Bax from 10TV, who sits out there and yearns. His actual name is Brian, but we just call him Bax. And so he's out there yearning for the better part of an hour. He's basically stolen yearning from you, where we have the cuck chairs over there, and we just stare out into the sunlight
and yearn
through the garage door. Usually happens at about 2:15, 2:30, whenever the prep work is totally done, and you sit there and you stare and you relax.
And it's quiet time. Nobody talks to you.
Sometimes we talk softly about God knows what.
But now Bax from 10TV, he's a producer over there. He's now come over here, and he's stolen our yearning time.
He came by the other day. He comes by my desk, and it's always like right when I sit down and I'm like just starting to work and like pour into the laptop and take care of my first three or four tasks of the day. He comes by and he's like, you got any ketchup packets here? I'm like, ketchup packets? And I don't want to hear it. I know we just did a thing about ketchup on hot dogs.
Well, he probably knows.
It's not the same thing.
Who's a child in this office?
It's got nothing to do with that.
Who douses everything he eats in ketchup?
I don't douse everything I eat in ketchup. I don't have any ketchup packets. I don't bring a bottle of ketchup to work.
I've seen you with the ketchup.
Why would I have ketchup packets?
Basically having sex with it.
I might have ketchup packets if I go to Chick-fil-A and I get some fries. I can't go to Chick-fil-A anymore either, though, can I?
Why?
Because I can't go during lunch hours.
No, you can't go at 12:45 and expect just to cruise on in there, you moron.
I can't go at 11:30. I can't go at 11:45. I can't go at 12:15. I can't go at 1 o'clock. I can't go at any time during the day when it makes sense.
You know what my mom would say to me?
I don't want to hear what your mom would say.
Tutti wooti.
Yeah, too bad so sad.
That's right.
Yeah, too bad so sad. That's why I brought in my turkey sandwich today, like Teddy.
Teddy?
Yeah.
Tutti wooti.
Yeah. Too bad, so sad. But Bax asking me for ketchup packets. Why? Because he brought in tater tots. Like, where the hell did you get tater tots? He's like, I got them from home. I'm like, well, if you brought them from home, why didn't you bring your own ketchup with them? Well, my wife packed my lunch. Okay, your wife packed your lunch. Must be nice. Why didn't you look into the lunchbox to see if there was any ketchup in it? Sorry, I don't have any ketchup. Look in the kitchenette or go upstairs and look there. No ketchup. No mustard. I don't have anything at that desk.
Don't ask Timmy for condiments.
I don't have condiments at my desk.
He gets pissed off if you ask him for condiments.
I actually have something for you, Paul Keels. I have an unopened bottle of Montgomery Inn barbecue sauce.
That's a condiment?
I think you'll take that.
See, that's why he thinks you have ketchup, because you have all this crap on your desk.
It's sealed. Kiss from a rose.
Ba-ba-da.
It's waiting for someone to take it home.
Baby!
We're going to do Music Appreciation Friday coming up next. We got a new crop of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs. And I got to tell you, I think I outdid myself. I really do. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on East Main Street at South Washington Avenue, and you're going to hit a five-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The U.S. preparing for their opening match in World Cup play tonight, facing Paraguay at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, at the half, Canada trails Bosnia-Herzegovina 1-0. Cleveland Guardians at home of the Detroit Tigers tonight. Guardians trying to break a four-game losing streak and find themselves a half game out of first in their division. Cincinnati Reds have lost seven of their last ten, are at home to open a weekend series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Indianapolis tonight. Meanwhile, Utah has become the first college athletic program to finalize the deal with a private equity group. It's reported this will be a nine-figure impact on Utah's program. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union, BMIFCU.org/consolidate. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
You know, I had somebody say to me just last week, said, you know, Friday when you play all the songs, it's my favorite part of the week. And I said, thank you. It's my favorite part of the week, too, because I don't have to talk.
It's one of my favorite parts of the week as well.
He said, great, I don't want you to talk. He said, I don't want you to talk.
Would you like me to throw in a jailbird because it sort of fits with what you're about to do? I got one here from our buddy Ryan, Maine Buckeye guy, and this one fits. So my little partners, my wife wants to throw me and my 8-year-old son in jail every time one of us sees the other at home in the morning, after school, etc., what have you. We start the conversation with, well, how you doing, little partner? And then we proceed to speak the lines to each other to complete the bit. It was a bit awkward explaining AIDS to my son, but I am a doctor, and he's a thoughtful, smart kid.
There you go. You got it out of the way.
Also, thankfully, modern medicine has allowed those with AIDS to live as long as the general population, and the stigma is much less in 2026. So that's a good observation from a doctor right there. I say this is good, clean fun. She says it's jailworthy. What say you, common man?
You're asking the wrong person because the other day, we have a little thing in the house that we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a homing device.
Yeah.
It's a Ricordati thing that we do, the three of us, me, my wife, my 9-year-old daughter. We make this little noise.
Meh. Oh, yeah. Meh. Yeah. I remember you saying that.
And it just lets the other one know that you either want something or you're someplace or something happened, you drop something. It's just a catch-all, really.
Meh. Meh. Yeah. Yeah.
And so... I threw out that noise the other day. I was downstairs, and I just hear upstairs my 9-year-old daughter from her room. All she repeats to me is, "Well, how you doing, little partner? When did you get home?" But that's how she started it.
See,
well, how you doing, little partner?
See, I'm not saying that this has gone anywhere just yet. It is absolutely not run its course. Like, I still get a kick out of it. But the thing that took over our house in the last week or so, and this was even, trust me, I work long and hard to ever even come off remotely funny to my 14-year-old son. Like, it is, I don't know how it is with you and Samantha right now.
I'm a hoot.
Yeah, I'm happy
Plus,
for
when
you.
All else fails, you're also I just tickle.
Funnier. You're also funnier than me.
You have a little tickle fight? He's 14. I enjoy a good tickle.
We're actually getting into the point. It's funny you mentioned the tickling. No, there's not really tickling. It's hard for me to get a hug, but we're getting to the point now where we kind of will square up on each other. We're getting to like the wrestling phase
of the
father-son relationship.
You're never too old for a good father-son tickle,
come
right,
on,
Teddy?
Come on there, boy. Come on there, boy. See if you can pin your father.
Great time. Yeah.
He thinks he's so much stronger than me. We tried doing push-ups. I out-push-upped him. He got me on the broad jump, though. We basically were doing...
jumped over your
we're
wife.
Doing like the
Olympics,
yeah, we're doing like the basement
physical
Olympics.
Fitness,
yeah, we're doing the presidential physical fitness test in the basement last night. Feats of strength to see who's ahead.
Feats of strength, yes.
So I say no jail for that. That's good old-fashioned family
agree.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right, now, Music Appreciation Friday, we decided, because we're stupid, to make individual songs based on this piece of audio that we are obsessed with.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's Little Visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now, the original song was based on T-Bone's love for death metal. And it goes a little something like this.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. A Dawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
And so every Friday this summer until football season, we're coming up with some new songs, and you guys pick your winner. Week one, our winner was Power Punk.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. A Dawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Last week, our winner was reggae.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's
little visitor now.
Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker.
All right, so we got a new crop this week. I did give you a little bonus earlier in the week because I was just thrilled with the way this came out. It is the flamenco guitar version, and it just is scratching me where I itch.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
That is eligible for this week.
Oh, my God.
If you want to vote, you can find us on X at ManandTimmy971. And you know what? People said, I don't like X. I want to vote, but I don't like X. So vote anywhere. Text the burner phone.
It doesn't matter.
614-787-3093 or email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We'll call that one flamenco.
That you know, you remember that dude Esteban that would do like the hour-long infomercials on VH1 selling you like the American Legacy classic?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's dressed like Zorro.
The hell of a guitar.
No, a hell of a player, too. He's brilliant. It reminds me of him.
You know what I was thinking?
What are you thinking?
I was thinking we need a little bit more yacht rock in our life.
I love
little Hall & Oates-y.
Christopher Cross,
Hall & Oates, Michael McDonald,
that
type of thing. So here's a little Walker Told Me I Have AIDS yacht rock.
How you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
You know,
don't talk over it. It's not over. Jail for you.
You wouldn't think that there could be this many different variations when there's not that many lyrics.
It doesn't matter.
But there's just it's
different styles.
There's like 7 billion different ways to put it into the tune there. That one was just so flowy. That was.
Love the saxophone.
Oh,
love it.
God, you got the sax?
So we have the flamenco guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That one we're calling Yacht Rock. We have more selections for you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into a 15-minute slowdown on westbound 70 on that west side between 670 and Hilliard-Rome Road. And there's a 5-minute holdup on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30, and he works blue.
Okay. The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Clear and quiet, that's the theme for the overnight hours with lows in the lower 60s. Saturday is going to be a fantastic day, mid-80s for a high. A lot of sunshine throughout the day with some high thin clouds working in late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become likely on Sunday, though, with highs in the upper 70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We're in the middle of Music Appreciation Friday. We take our favorite little soundbite from Walker, Texas Ranger, where Haley Joel Osment tells the guy who looks like Wilford Brimley but isn't Wilford Brimley that Walker told him that he has AIDS. And played you the flamenco guitar, played you the yacht rock, and now it's summertime, Timmy. You know?
Yeah, I know.
What's it make you think of? Summertime, going to the beach?
Maybe a little Beach Boys?
Little Beach Boys and Surfing USA vibe.
Oh!
Do a little Beach Boys.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's a little visitor now.
We didn't do that one yet, did we?
Absolutely not.
I'm second-guessing myself now.
No, you didn't. You might have produced that.
All right, if you want to vote, that's been
a week
done
or
for a
two
few
ago.
Weeks. If you want to vote for that one, just say Beach Boys. You can tweet us at manandtimmy971. You can text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. You can email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You know what I was inspired by? A little banjo picking.
What got you into that?
Okay. I don't know. Actually,
took a trip down to West Virginia?
No. I was listening to a Travis song. They got a little banjo in there.
A Travis song?
Yeah.
Travis?
The band, Travis.
Oh, the band Travis.
Yeah.
I don't know them.
Yes, you do, you stupid idiot.
I don't know.
You do know them.
Are they that good? What are you flipping your papers for?
We talked about him on the air not too long ago. No, when Jen was in here.
Okay. Well, if Jen was in here, then I was just letting the two of you go
you
about a band
know,
that I never heard of.
No, Travis.
Teddy.
Being a moron.
You a Travis fan?
Travis Tritt?
Yeah.
I know Travis Tritt.
Travis Tritt.
You know what? You are both Tritts. I hate both of you.
Good. I
so
hate you too.
So here is a little.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Here is a little bluegrass. All right, enjoy. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
It's almost like you were too busy making fun of us for not knowing about Travis.
Hello, Travis.
Hold on. But it may not be there. And the person who put it in the system's in trouble. Bluegrass.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. A dowie yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Calling that one bluegrass.
I love that.
Happy, right?
Yeah, that is
Tappy.
That is so good.
Happy Pappy?
Sounds like a little Steep Canyon Rangers or somebody like that. You know the Steve Martin started playing the banjo, plays with that band? Did you know that?
I know Steve Martin plays a banjo.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he played with that band.
He plays with that band. He's toured around with them, and I don't know if he's doing that anymore. But, man, that's really good.
You know, I was inspired, too, because you and Teddy like Top Gun so much, the original Top Gun.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'd like to craft a song that sounds like it would belong in like an 80s movie soundtrack.
I love that.
All
so
right?
It's like a little bit of
80s pop
Danger Zone, maybe
kinda,
flares.
Kind
of
like
hints
that.
Hints of that, yeah.
So here
Loggins
is, we'll just call this one 80s pop.
Do a little partner, fine and a little visitor now. A dolly is how you say it in Cherokee. My French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Oh.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
80s pop is what we're calling that one.
Oh, that's.
And I have two more for you.
That's good too. That I could definitely hear that, Teddy, in the beach volleyball. Oiled up dudes.
Sure, why not?
Just the beat of that. Like, I could definitely hear that there.
Now, this one here, I really wanted something that you could make love to.
Oh.
Right, we had the Yacht Rock, and that could work there, right?
Yeah,
but
a little bit.
Really, I was looking boys to many.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, depending on where you are, the bluegrass could be good for make squeal
no,
like a pig.
I don't think so.
No.
Deliverance.
Don't think. No. No likey.
And so here is a little, just call it R&B.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Dowie-oli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but
I'll be told me I have AIDS.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
See, after your night of lovemaking, sometimes you have to tell the other person, I may have given you AIDS.
Man.
And that's a good way to do it.
In a pleasant song?
In a pleasant song.
Yeah, you got to get the information out somehow, right?
I got one more for you. What's my wheelhouse?
Is it over already?
Really? What's my... Man, that's a ringing endorsement, isn't it?
I'm saying, is it over already? I don't want it to be over.
No.
I'm having a good time. You're taking everything the wrong way today.
You're just rubbing me the wrong way today.
What did I do?
You suck at Pong. You got an attitude.
What's my attitude?
Yeah, I don't like your attitude. Teddy, he's got a bad attitude, doesn't he?
Teddy is on my side.
I didn't think he did, but maybe
no.
I need to go back and check
Teddy.
This out.
I didn't think so.
Maybe you need to look me up and down.
Yeah.
Give me a good scope.
I will.
Give me a good Jonathan.
Oh, I'll give you a scope.
Curacao. Curacaoan baseball player. Very good.
My wheelhouse when it comes to... My favorite style of music is 90s rock,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
and
grunge
so
era.
Right, I wanted a really grungy song here. I wanted something that Nirvana, Soundgarden, something like that.
Let's go, I'm excited.
And so this one is just grunge.
Now you do a little partner, fine, and it's
I'm buying
what
that.
What an outro.
I'm buying that.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, man. We're like scratching the frets. We're like muted there.
And
it's
then
great. Power chords.
The fictional lead singer of that song just blew his brains out. He just gave it to you? Jesus.
At 27.
And he took it away.
27 years old.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's a shame.
We don't have anybody left. STP, Soundgarden, Nirvana, no, nothing.
Vote for your favorite. We got Pearl Jam, baby. Although Pearl Jam's not really grunge.
I mean,
it's from the era.
From that area, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The Seattle guys.
They're just more of a good old-fashioned rock band.
Just rock. Just rock and roll.
Good old-fashioned rock and roll.
Rock and roll, huh?
Anyway, vote for that one if you want. Find us in all the places on X at @ManandTimmy971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. It's also Go to Jail.
It's Go to Jail Friday. Please send us your jailbirds. Everything he just said, you can send the jailbirds right there. Good afternoon, my little visitors.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
I'm sending you, common man, to jail for saying people who take architectural cruises in Chicago are douches. Did you say that? When were we talking about architectural cruises in Chicago?
Sounds like something I would
say.
Was
I gone?
I don't remember saying it, but
we now
I'm going to stand by it.
He says, we now live in Chicago and love architectural cruises. I think I do actually remember this when we were talking about
it. Like,
we
and now live in Chicago.
There's the building where they filmed Batman
You're a tourist who moved in. All right? Of course you like the cruise. You're not from there.
Says, I not only sentence you to jail, but I sentence you to spend your time in jail on a nonstop architectural cruise with just you and Mike Florio and everyone you pass under the Wabash Bridge. Feces from the homeless dude who lives on the bridge gets dumped on your boat. No! Feces from Dave Matthews Band's tour bus should get dumped. That's the thing that happened.
What happened?
Was the real heinous act.
Well, that's right. I told you about this.
They emptied and it like dripped. All of the goo and drippage went on to, right onto
a
boat.
It's Dave Matthews
Vaughn
goo.
Was filming a movie and he just got doused with.
I thought that was Travis's
Carter Beaufort's fecal matter.
It wasn't Travis's boat or bus.
Travis Tritt?
Travis's bus.
Travis Scott
dumped it out, right? Not Travis.
Oh, Traverse City. Oh yeah. I'm sorry, Johnny. We're sorry. We'll stop now.
More go to jail fun coming up next. 2 minutes, right? Yeah, 2 minutes. Short
two
break.
2 minutes.
Short break.
Two minutes.
Ned Kip.
2 minutes to murder me. And Teddy, before the next segment begins.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute slowdown due to a disabled vehicle that's in the center lane on westbound 270 on the north outer bell after 315. It's causing some stop-and-go traffic from US 23. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 670 between 3rd Street and 71. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your vehicle summer ready at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Save $50 on an air conditioning recharge. Offer includes a free electronic multi-point inspection of your vehicle. Terms apply. See store for details. Offer ends June 30th. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
What are we known for on this show?
That's a loaded question. A lot of different things.
Stupidity. Food news.
Food being morons.
Well, I got food each other. News for you.
I love. What do you got?
Well, you know, I like chicken.
Chicken.
You like chicken?
Yeah, we talked about chicken yesterday.
Who doesn't like chicken?
Chick-fil-A's best fried chicken.
Well, we have a new option coming. They were in the market, but they left back in 2008, but they're coming back. Zaxby's, popular national fried chicken wing restaurant, roots in the South, making a return. The location is going to be located near OSU, 2108 North High.
It's probably a good idea.
I thought that was the
No, I'm sorry, that's the old location.
The new one.
That's right, the new one, I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe a bad idea.
That's over by Timmy.
The new one is on Hilliard Rome Road.
Yay!
Because they all are.
Yeah.
It is a former KFC location.
So okay.
The chicken spirit lives on.
I was eating in that KFC.
Well,
the last time the three of us went to eat at that KFC, the kitchen caught on fire and we had to leave.
Well,
the building was on fire.
They filed a permit for 1785 Hilliard Rome. It has not been fully approved yet. But that would be exciting. I always like it when a new chicken place moves in town. Can never have enough chicken.
I wonder what they did the last time where that didn't work. You got to commit. You're going to come into Columbus. You need to commit to it.
I'm saying bad management.
I would have thought going to the campus would have been a good idea for a first location because you're, you know, possibly looking to attract kids that are not from the area, but they know Zaxby's. Then they see one that's right off campus. Oh, this makes me feel like home. If I'm from the Southeast, tell all your friends about it. I mean, it's obviously really good, but I just don't know. Do they do like bone-in chicken at Zaxby's?
I think so.
I took them. I thought that they were more. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know off the top of my head. But I take them to be mostly a chicken tendy type of place, like a Raisins Cane's. Raisins Cane's. Zaxby's menu.
I'm looking at it.
Fingers. So wings.
Bone-in wings.
Bone-in wings and fingers. Is that really kind of what they do?
Looks like it. Yeah.
And they're big on the Texas toast as well.
Crinkle cut fries.
Yeah, they're really good.
They got a wrap, looks like. They got a couple different sandwiches. They got a chicken bacon ranch quesadilla.
Ooh, quesadilla. You going to try them? Have you had them before?
I have not, no.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
it. They're one of those things when you travel around the Southeast, you might get it. I have a few spots down there, though, that I always miss. And so, I mean, I got to go to a place called Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue. If you ever go down there, Teddy, I've told you because you drive down to the shores of North Carolina often. So if you ever go into North Carolina or South Carolina, make sure you hit up a Smithfield's.
Okay.
Would you like a little like Carolina barbecue?
Absolutely.
So they do fried chicken and Carolina barbecue sandwiches.
Okay.
What's better than that? And there's sweet tea.
Check that out.
Sweet tea is just, that's basically like the soda down there. You don't even need a Coke. A Coke is a sweet tea.
I don't like a tea.
Don't like the sweet tea?
No.
Freshly steeped? Oh, it's delicious.
I don't like a steep.
How about some jailbirds then?
Yep.
My goo floating precogs.
He's a peeping Tom.
This week while I was at the grocery store picking up my lunch, I was standing in line to check out at the individual self-checkout stations where, you know, I had some issues there this week. It was pretty busy. And I was behind a few people as all four registers were in use. As the woman in front of me was finishing up, she picked up all the bags out of her shopping cart, but just walked away. She left the cart sitting right in front of the register, almost like it was one of those red plastic, you know, holsters.
The baskets.
Like the basket. Yeah. Almost like it was one of those baskets. And she just left it there for me to put away. Jail for this lazy bee who's too good to put her own cart away, even within the confines of the Myers. Old Greg.
10 years in jail.
How do you just leave the cart right there?
You're a selfish a-hole, thinking of no one other than yourself.
The red basket, there's usually like an established, like restackable station,
Or you
five
could,
or 10
you
feet away
at least
from where
put
you're standing.
That on the ground where it's not in anybody's way.
Yeah, yeah.
Off to the side.
You can leave like a spot on the ground next to the U-scan where you can, you know, just stack it up
no,
and then
she's
an employee
a
comes by.
And, bee, and what you do if you don't want to take the cart out to the car because you think you can carry the bags, you
put it away up front.
Push the cart back up to the front yeah. and then take your and, bags out and walk to the car.
Usually, even when you're nearing the front of the store, there's a friendly employee that will say, oh, I'll grab that for you. Oh, I'll take that card.
You know
for
what?
You.
I amend my sentence. That's not 10 years. That's death. 25 years.
That's death sentence right there. My GCBs.
The biggest load that we've seen.
My go to jail is my wife. We recently went on a family vacation from Pittsburgh to Mackinac Island, Old Mackinac, in which we drove. About halfway, I noticed the oil change light came on for her brand new car. I gently asked if she knew she was getting close to needing that first oil change. Her response was, yes, I knew I needed it in about 200 miles. I then asked her, why didn't you get this taken care of before vacation? Her response, I didn't realize it was that far away. I thought I could schedule when we got home. I proceeded to call my dad, who is a mechanic, asked if we should wait. He said, I wouldn't on your first oil change. So I asked her to look up quick service oil change places to stop as we proceeded to stop at 5, which all she said was, sorry, the car's so new, we don't have the oil filter or required oil. What the? Where are you stopping? They don't have the filter or the required oil? I then had to stop at an AutoZone, buy the filter and oil and tools and change the oil in the parking lot. Shout out to the worker who helped me and found a nice out-of-the-way place for me to do it. It caused us a two-hour delay, and I ruined my clothes. Jail for my wife.
I don't say this lightly, because we've all had our moments. What's this guy's name? Did it say?
I didn't catch
the name. Mr. Yeah. Oil Change.
Mr. Oil Change guy.
I hate to be the one to tell you, I think you already suspect it, but your wife is an idiot. All right?
I didn't realize.
I don't say that lightly.
I didn't realize the Isles of Northern Michigan. Is that in the UPI? Is that in the Upper Peninsula?
Mackinac. It's all the way up there.
It's like Canada.
It's way up there.
It's like
yeah.
Canada.
It's farther than Canada.
Wait,
you can get to Toronto before you get there.
When you get to the southern border of Michigan, you're looking at what? A 9-hour drive? Possibly? It took me from the middle of Ohio just to get up to Arcadia Bluffs, which I don't think is near Mackinac. It took me 7 to get there. They're
tell you
in
what,
Pittsburgh.
My wife is not quite like that, but I don't drive her car unless it's a Saturday or Sunday. And every time I get in the car, the light's on for something. Maintenance. Something.
Yeah.
Some sort of light is on.
Is it dirty as well?
It's always dirty.
Is it dirty?
If I don't wash it, it doesn't get washed.
I mean, like the interior too. Like
this woman has wash membership. She can just go in and out 5 times a day if she wants to.
It's unlimited.
And she never has any time just to drive through the wash place
or whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
Full blown car wash membership.
Yes. Unlimited.
Full blown AIDS. Can do it, get it whenever you want.
Every single time I get in the damn car, the light's on. And I'll say to her, when the hell did this light go on? How long has this been on?
Oh, it just turned on.
Of course.
What does that mean? Like right now?
No, a week
this
and a half
week?
Ago. But every single time I get in, something just happens that was never on before to turn on. She's full of crap.
I didn't notice it.
How do you not notice it? They make these so you can't not notice it. It's right in front of your face, woman!
The thing that bothers me is my wife is always in her car. That's her job, is going around in her car all day. I don't understand how you can be in that space all day and have it be so disgustingly dirty. She would never, God forbid she introduces herself to something called an Armor All cleaning wipe. You don't even have to do a full detail. Just take a cloth every now and then and give the dashboard a little wipe down. The center console, I have no confidence in it. The little screen.
The touch screen?
You can't even see it.
So many fingerprints.
It's covered with dust. The only time it gets cleaned is when I just get so disgusted by it. It's a Saturday or a Sunday, and it's sitting in the garage or driveway. I just detail the whole thing. And it's like she takes a bar of Nature Valley granola and just busts it into 1,000 pieces and then just blows it.
Like dandelions.
Blows it all over the place. How is there so much granola all over your car? It's everywhere.
But she knows. She knows, man, you're going to do it. My wife knows.
But she sits in that filth for a month.
I'm going to get the car washed. And I'm going to fill it up with gas. And I'm going to go get it, you know, checked out when the light's on. She knows. What we have to start doing is not doing those things. Well, the car broke down on the side of the road. You haven't gotten your oil changed in 25,000 miles. I don't know what to tell you.
We're on 40,000 miles.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you. You got the tires rotated
yet? Light's been on for 8 months. Haven't gotten it checked, huh?
You're driving tires from the Indianapolis 500.
It's bald.
It's just there's
no texture.
You're just Tokyo drifting out there on the 315.
Sports apparel is out of its mind. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315. And watch for slowdown due to an accident that's on the shoulder of westbound 33 after Scott's Lawn Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your vehicle summer ready at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Save $50 on an air conditioning recharge. Offer includes a free electronic multi-point inspection of your vehicle. Terms apply. See store for details. Offer ends June 30th. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
It is a go-to-jail Friday. Please hit us up with some jailbirds. We've had all week for it. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We've got parlay. Pick your parlay pizzazz coming up.
Ooh,
top of the hour.
Pizzazzy.
All right, now, I'd been, you know, I'm always thinking about these things, but I came across a, I said I wanted to talk about sports apparel and how it's jumped the shark. So the College World Series is going on, right?
Yeah.
Big event. I always say when I lived in Kansas, I was ashamed that I never got up there. It was something I would have liked to just check out.
They play for, you know what the name of the trophy is?
College World Series. What the name of the trophy?
They got a trophy. Bob Todd Trophy. Yeah.
Bob Todd.
Bob Todd
did we ever
Trophy.
Go, did we ever go to the College World Series? Did we? I hope Bob Todd went to the College World Series.
That's why they named the trophy after
him. I don't think we've done too well in our Ohio State history getting to there, but I came across this photo. I want you to look at this shirt. Just take a look at that shirt. What do you think of that? I got a nice golf shirt that's branded with the College World Series logo. I don't really dig the logo. I think it's a little thick, a little chunky, like having that on there. You guys kind of know what I'm talking about. It's got the NCAA blue logo, and then it's got like the trophy, and then it's got College World Series. They got this big patch on it. So that golf shirt right here.
Looks like it's some sort of special like polymer fabric too. Space age.
Yeah.
It's not a cotton.
No.
That's like the new stuff.
The shirt you're talking.
Yeah, the shirt.
The shirt's one of like the tech kind of poly nylon.
Things.
Yeah, sweat wicking, all that vented.
Wick.
So I want you to take a gander, take a guess. How much you think that costs? How much you think that set you back?
Well, because it's officially branded, because it's got the new like moisture wicking technology, maybe it's even like a Peter Millar, maybe it's on the back.
Maybe it is.
It took one of those. It's Peter Millar?
It is.
That's $120 bucks.
Take that into account. Don't you you pump it up a little bit for me? Don't you go
130?
Go a little up.
140?
Don't you keep pumping it up? Go up.
$150?
Why don't you keep going?
Look, this is the official price.
This is the
official price
from
the pro shop.
A lot of bougie crap.
I know.
Probably
you do.
More than I should.
Yes,
but
you
do. But the fact that we're talking about $150 for a College World Series polo shirt. I don't even care if it's Peter Millar or not.
Keep going.
$170?
Keep going.
If you tell me that thing is $200, I'm going to come over there and punch you right in the sack.
Why would you punch me in the sack?
I don't know, because you're the closest one.
It's $180.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
$180.
Look, they could price it how they want, but who the hell's buying that for $180?
Show you the tag right there, the close-up on the tag.
Who's buying
MSRP?
That?
MSRP. That's what I said. That's what I said. I don't care if I am Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. I'm not buying that. I could have $100 million. Liquid cash. Liquid goo cash. Just cash spilling out of my pocket.
Just spewing.
It doesn't even fit in there. Spewing from my anus. I wouldn't buy one of those shirts. I'd just bicker about it and buy something else.
You'd probably take it up to the register, and the poor cashier who has nothing to do with anything. It's not like they're standing there with a pricing gun.
I'd take it up to the register, and I'd say, you know what? The price of this shirt sucks. There you go.
And they'd probably say, I agree with you, sir, but I just work here.
No one's going to buy this. And just
buy an egg salad sandwich for $1.50.
I understand that is, you're paying the premium prices because you're at the event.
You're at the College World Series. What? You're not at Disney World. What the hell are we doing?
You're not at the Super Bowl. You know, and I don't even think it's right when they do that at those places. We're talking about a golf shirt. When did we get to this point where these golf, you know, apparel manufacturers decided they were going to start making their standard baseline prices without a sale north of $100?
Timmy,
I don't get it. It's not that good a material.
You got the crap that Jason Day wears, the Malbon stuff.
I know.
They're selling a sweatsuit for $400, for God's sake.
Like the Robeck stuff. That's over $100, isn't it? For just your basic standard polo, probably $105. If I were to pop on the website and just look at the basic golf shirt price. Like, it's insane right now. You do a little bit of work for it. You will find better deals for that. I mean, there's outlets, there's places that you can go. Like, I don't think anybody needs to be spending more than $40, $50 tops. And that should be for a top of the line, good quality golf shirt that's made of good material, that has a good thick collar that keeps its hold.
Even a Malbon polo.
Golf I'm sure it's not $180 like that one.
It's $108.
Yeah, $108.
Which also,
that's Malbon, the most expensive in the game. And this is just a premium Peter Millar that's done up with a College World Series patch. It's not even that good looking of a patch either.
It's 95% nylon and 5% Lycra.
Let me look at Roback.
Lycra spandex.
So the Roback, like, you were sporting one of those like cool
Ohio State hoodie, though, not the polo.
That Ohio, I'm looking at a scarlet one that has the script Ohio.
I know, I saw that one. That's next on my list.
That's $142.
I like
that's
that one.
Pricey. And so the standard ones without like your collegiate logoing, but the nice, I see people wearing those all the time. Like the YouTube golf creators are always pumping this stuff. That's $124. I'm looking at a standard like performance shirt, $105, over $100 for a golf shirt. I mean, that's, I feel like
tariffs, inflation.
Is it not American made?
No. No. You know what? For that money, it should be.
My God, man. I mean, Nike stuff now. Like, you want a pair of Nike sweatpants. Like, standard sweatpants. What would you figure? Just a cheap sweatpants with the swoosh on it. I would think even, like, pricey, $50, right? $45, $50. For just, like, standard sweatpant type of stuff. I'm looking on their website here. It's, like, $65, $75, some $90 sweatpants.
$90
sweatpants.
Sweatpants? You gotta
for
go to
men's
the,
fleece open hem pants on
Nike.com? TJ Maxx.
You do.
They got the sales there.
These Nike pants, sweatpants, they're like the gray ones that you can get like a matching track jacket with. $140.
You know where Kristen dragged me?
Where'd she drag you?
Drag me
to the Tangier outlets?
No, it was on Sunday. Went to the J. Crew factory store.
Where's that?
By Polaris over
there. Okay. she had a return, so of course...
I'm going in for 2 seconds to return something.
Oh, and it was 30 minutes.
That turned into an hour.
Well, you came in with her, right?
Well, but I was just planning on standing there while she returned it, but then we went shopping for more things. She's trying things on, so I take a gander at the men's stuff.
Get some stuff?
Well, they had a clearance thing. They had a hoodie. You know, I'm a big fan of the hoodie.
Is it nice?
Right? It was nice.
Yeah.
Right? And it was already on sale, and then take another 60%.
Oh, baby.
Off of the lowest ticketed price.
Oh, man.
They were practically paying me for this hoodie.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Good.
I think it wound up being like $20.
Oh.
For like a J. Crew.
So it must have been really expensive starting off.
It was originally $120.
And you're getting 60% off of the lowest ticketed price.
Right.
Remember when Kohl's used to do like they had their clearance sale and then they were taking extra 75% off? That was the most insane deal I've ever heard of in clothing.
As my father used to say, going broke, saving money.
Pop-Pop used to go to the Jewel, and he'd have so many coupons stacked up that they would sometimes pay him. No joke. Like, they would sometimes pay him money when he left the grocery store.
Are you ready for some pizzazz?
Pizzazz
Teddy,
time.
You ready for pizzazz?
I got World Cup pizzazz!
Pizzazz! Pick Your Parlay coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a small delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. And you're looking at a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from Main Street to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Remember the old days when football used to have an off-season? Well, we at The Fan think that really sucked. That's why we bring you Austin and Berm, America's number one resource for Buckeye football conversation, is voted by Fake Surveys Incorporated. Catch their daily podcast called The Beat and their breaking news podcast, Snap Judgments, as they broadcast live from Roosters on Mondays, and they come right to your house and massage your tender areas. They'll do it all. Austin and Berm on The Fan's YouTube channel and 10TV+.
Hey there, Bob Bishop.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The U.S. makes their World Cup debut tonight facing Paraguay at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Today in Toronto, the Canadian team in Bosnia-Herzegovina played to a 1-1 draw through extra time. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians at home of Detroit Tigers. Guardians trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. They're a half game out of first in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds, who've dropped 7 of their last 10, open a series at home of Arizona tonight. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Indianapolis. The Oklahoma Attorney General is calling for the Big 12 Conference to suspend Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby, claiming the league should be able to enforce their own bylaws. Sorsby was granted an injunction earlier this week, allowing denying him eligibility despite his gambling admissions. Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski today named NHL First Team All-Star for the second straight season. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
2 men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Let's go to jail Friday. Get in touch with us at Man and Timmy 971 on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. But you know what time it is now?
Oh, I think we know what time
it is. It's time for Pizzazz!
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
The biggest event in the world is the World Cup. Team USA is at Don't Call It SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles tonight to take on Paraguay. Paraguay is a South American country that I always get confused with Uruguay. And even though they're close, they do not share a border. Timmy, can you tell me the three countries that Paraguay shares a border with?
Bolivia?
No. Yes. Sorry. No. Yes. Yes.
How about Argentina?
Yes, correct. One more.
And
it's big.
It's Brasilia.
Brazil. 7 million people live in Paraguay, and their capital is?
Asuncion.
Correct. Good job, buddy. Yeah. Anyway, take the Americans tonight. Geography lesson over. Knicks can finish off the Spurs tomorrow night in San Antonio. Nothing would give me more joy than to watch the Knicks choke this 3-1 series lead away, but they won't. And I don't think it makes it back to the Garden for Game 6. Take the Knicks in Game 5. Cup Final Game 6 on Sunday in Vegas. Torch says they're going to go back to Raleigh for Game 7, and I think he's right. I hope he is, too, because there's nothing better than a Game 7 Cup Final.
Ooh, yeah.
Take the Golden Knights to win Game 6. RBC Canadian Open, the tune-up to the U.S. Open. Let's do some top 10 finishers, Timmy.
Let's go.
I got Sam Burns.
Oh, Burnsy.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, Tommy.
The very pale Bobby Mack.
Oh, the Scott.
Scotsman. Brooksy. Brooks Koepka. Sadly, I lost both of my Canadian Football League picks last week, but I'm going to make up for it this week.
Oh, you do it now? Right? I'll make up for it now.
Because if there's one thing I'm known for, it's Canadian football. Tonight, the Toronto Argonauts at the Montreal Alouettes. Montreal won last week, but this is the first game of the season for the Argos. Alouettes at home, favored by 6.5. I say they cover. Tomorrow night, the BC Lions at the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Both these teams playing their first games of the season. Rough Riders, just like your mother likes it, Trebek, favored by 1.5. Take them to win. Throw $10 on all that jazz, and you take home 3,100 smacks.
World Cup, baby, is where I'm starting as well. SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. The Americans and the boys from Paraguay, right? Not Montevideo, Uruguay. Not La Paz, Bolivia. None of those. No, we're talking about Paraguay. They'll be playing this game on lush, pristine grass. Stuff that Rams billionaire owner Stan Kroenke put in himself at FIFA's demand. Will he see the light and see how beautiful grass would be for great guys like Matt Stafford and Myles Garrett? No, fake stuff coming back, baby. But let's go with the Americans for the game tonight. That, as of this afternoon, still had thousands of tickets for sale on the primary and secondary markets.
It's too expensive, Timmy.
I don't get it. Bring the prices down, Todd, and then people will go. I like both teams to score. I like over 2.5 goals. And I like USA star Christian Pulisic to have a goal or an assist. Then some more action on Saturday. I like Switzerland over Qatar. I like Brazil over Morocco. And I like Scotland to take down the Haitians. Then afterwards, Prime Minister John Swinney will order a celebration of tatties and mints and cootie dumplings and hot porridge for the boys. Turkey over Australia. I like Germany over Curacao. Our guy Wolfgang Wagner will be so happy about beating Jonathan Scope and the Curacaoans. Right, Wolfgang?
How are you, Timmy?
You think they're going to get it done, Wolfgang?
You're looking very fetching in that white t-shirt.
Thank you.
White is my favorite color.
All right, that's enough, Wolfgang. I think Ned and Japan, they're going to get it going. I like Ned there. And Côte d'Ivoire, taking on the boys from Quito, Ecuador, not the guys from Lima, Peru, or Bogota, Colombia. And I like the Ivory Coast because of guys like Wilfried Tsengo and his versatile play in the right box. And what about Ousmane Diamond and Nicolas Pepe with his experience on the wing? Now the NBA Finals. Game 5 tomorrow night. Are the Spurs going to keep it going? Shit. After that in Game 4? Hell no. Where are they ready to go, Chuck?
Galveston.
That's right. Send him to the dirty-ass water up there in Galveston.
Big day at the beach.
Knicks cover the 5.5. Wemby gets 30 or more. Brunson gets 35 or more. And OG Anunoby. Mr. Tippin gets 15. And Golfy, RBC Canadian Open. Like you said, we got a great leaderboard. We're heading to the U.S. Open. We got Sam Burns. We got Burnsy there. We got Hao Tong Lee, Tommy Fleetwood, Jesper Svensson from Sweden, yeah. And Robert McIntyre from Scotland, who I love. He had his dad caddy for him last time. That was a wee bit of fun, eh? But I don't think he's going to win it. I like your boy. I like Brooks Koepka. Hey, Brooksy! He's going to win this tournament. Then he's going to Shinnecock, where he won last time the U.S. Open was at the Shinnecock. Put that in your pipe and smoke it for $10. You get $1.3 million.
Teddy, pizzazz.
I got World Cup pizzazz. I got a dozen World Cup games coming at you live right here on a Friday afternoon.
Dusty Rhodes?
Yeah, what is he? You sound like you're doing a wrestling promotion.
And it's,
I like it.
I got summer vacation money for you today. All right, here we go. I got Team USA getting it done tonight. Now, Switzerland, I got them laying a goal and a half, so you have to do that and make a nice little money on that. So I'm taking them over Qatar. All right, Brazil, I have them on the money line, taking them. All right, Timmy, your Scottish team, I'm taking them as well.
Yeah, Let's go Scotland.
All right, Turkey. They're taking on Australia.
Other roasted.
Turkey is going to get it done. It's too hot to play soccer down in Australia. All right, here we go.
They're not playing in Australia. And it's also winter time down there.
But what I'm saying, down in Australia, you know, when they're practicing and everything,
it's too hot
to play soccer in Australia, so they're not good at it.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have an indoor practice facility. They're like the Bengals.
Yeah. Is Jason Day going to be watching?
Exactly. What would he say?
Oh, no.
I'm living in my driveway.
that there's an RV.
Put another shrimp on the body.
Don't you getting too attached to her, taking it with her when you leave next month.
Sounds like Maine, actually. That there's an RV there.
That's not a knife. Oh, this here's a knife.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
It's a pet cemetery.
Oh, no. We're down 2-0.
All right. Continuing here.
I have his ass today.
I got Germany. Of course, you guys talked about them taking on Curacao. I have the over 3.5 goals in that. Germany's heavily favored in this.
Of course we are.
They're going to roll them big time. So I'm laying 3.5, or I'm saying total goals for the game over 3.5. I think they'll win that. Right, shut them out 4-0.
Andrew Jones is not going to be happy about that.
Well, it's too bad. Andrew Jones is a Hall of Famer, but I don't care about him. Germany's much better at the football.
You just think they should go play baseball, huh?
That's what I think. I think drink your Curacao and shut up.
All right, it's not very light blue.
It's not very nice, Wolfgang.
All right, Wolfgang. We got Ned taking on Japan. That's what Timmy was telling me.
Ned's a good guy.
Ned Beatty.
Ned on the money line. Yeah. All right, Sweden.
A lot of windmills up there.
Sweden's taking on Tunisia. Take Sweden on the money line.
Where's Tunisia, Teddy?
In Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Northern Africa.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. God bless the rains.
It's over by the Morocco, I'm going to say.
Casablanca.
All right. Ooh, Machu Picchu.
Speaking of Africa, I got Ivory Coast taking on Ecuador, and I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm taking under 2.5 goals in that game. All right, my team, Spain.
You don't know what you're
doing. I'm picking Spain.
Team Spain?
Yeah, I've taken them to win this whole thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
You exhausted the bed.
I'm sorry. Well, you know.
Too much
pizzazz. Wolfgang was chiming in.
Jason Day.
Don't blame the too much pizzazz on Wolfgang.
Now.
Spain's taking on
Cape Verde,
however you want to say.
Cape Verde is a wonderful Dorito chip.
Salsa verde.
Sure wish you'd stop talking, Wolfgang. Yeah, no, now.
Spain's going to rout them. I'm laying 2.5. Go Spain. That's my team. All right, Belgium. They are taking on Egypt, and I think Belgium's going to get that done. And one more. Uruguay, right?
Uruguay.
They are taking on Saudi Arabia. I'm taking Uruguay. Mm. You put a little $10 on this action, it's going to get you like $5,200. That's a nice summer vacation right there.
I thought you were up into like $500,000.
I said summer vacation. I didn't say, you know.
It's not Bill Gates' summer vacation to Epstein Island.
I'm going down to like the
I don't know what you're talking
Outer
about.
Outer Banks, having a nice big house.
I bet you don't know what I'm talking about.
Sounds like a place you'd go, Wolfgang.
No,
sick, dirty man.
Wolfgang is clean.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
All of Wolfgang's extramarital affairs are of age.
I should check your wiener schnitzel.
Flying crabs down there. Dungeness.
You had to think about that next move, Wolfgang.
No, I actually had something even filthier in my head, but I censored myself. How much does the greatest entertainer in the world make? Well, second greatest, because you know what I make. Second greatest entertainer in the world. How much do they make? I'm going to tell you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. And you're going to hit a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The Reds are on The Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and The Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a crystal clear sky for the overnight hours. Lows are back in the lower 60s. For your Saturday, plenty of sunshine, just some high thin clouds coming in late in the day. Highs reach the mid-80s. Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms become likely, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
We will have some more jailbirds here on a Go to Jail Friday in just a minute. But I'd like to tell you about my friends at TriStateMensHealth.com. Reimer? Reimer's not here. Mikey, you know about the ED?
Yeah. Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Mess you up.
Yeah. Do you think when you're getting intimate with your partner that that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's bad, Timmy.
It's very, very bad.
You don't want to be flaccid at a time like that.
Do you know why? Because it doesn't work
right
when it's like that.
Yeah.
But our friends use modern science. Our friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they are the experts at helping men deal and treat their erectile dysfunction. Like I said, advanced medical science and proven therapies to treat it. So check them out. Start by going to TriStateMensHealth.com. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. Schedule that consult. First visit, $99. You get all the good stuff, the TMPSA test, everything that they think you need. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have an expert staff. If you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. Imagine that. Almost immediate sex.
Stop it.
And no ED. TriStateMensHealth.com.
I contend that one of the greatest entertainers on earth is Red Panda. No.
Oh.
You've been to The Shot?
Yes.
Buckeye basketball. They've had her for halftime entertainment. She's spinning plates up in the air.
She's been there many times.
Just fantastic.
Better than the dogs.
Saw this on the social today. It's her official contract. This is how much she charges for her services, okay? Because I always wondered, like, how much does Red Panda make
for one of these performances? $1 million in appearance.
Well, her fee, no. Her fee is $6,765. It's a very exact number.
$6,700?
$6,700. However, there's also some caveats to that. Here is how she describes herself on the website where you can, this is like she describing her act
right here.
Yeah. As the Red Panda acrobat rides a 7-foot unicycle, kicks several bowls at a time into the air, and lands them in an ever-growing and wobbly stack of bowls on her head. Each successive flip is done with a greater number of bowls. Red Panda acrobat will leave your crowd breathless.
I think that's pretty much the half of it, yeah.
Here are the additional notes. She says, we will need a space near the performance area where the unicycle can be set up. We will also need someone to help throw the ceramic bowls up to our performer during the performance. Here's what I learned. Red Panda goes solo. Red Panda has no person she travels with. Nobody to help her with the unicycle. No one to even throw the bowls up in the air. That has to be provided by the venue. The venue has people throwing the bowls up in the air. She does request. Now, that covers her plane ticket, the $6,765. However, she needs a hotel room. No less than 4 stars.
Okay.
One room for one person.
Good.
She also requires one hot meal and refreshment.
What is one hot meal and refreshment?
It says and refreshment.
I'm assuming that's unlimited soda. Can we get her one of like the Brutus cups? So she can head up to the concourse, a refillable soda. Well, that's what, like $13 these days? Come on, Ross!
Yeah, she provides her expensive. Own, yeah, her own, you know, bowls and everything.
Yeah, bowls,
so.
The unicycle.
Does she have to eat out of those bowls?
Yeah.
No.
To save on the dishware.
Exactly. She's not charging you for that.
So Red Panda, for a box meal, at least $7,000. By the way, you could book this for like a high-priced bachelor party or something.
But you'd need a lot of pavement space or a gym. She just said it, that she needs ample space.
Well, yeah, I'm just in your driveway. Think about that.
What if she gets hit by a car?
In the driveway?
The driveway's not going to be flat enough, Mike. It's got to be perfectly level. You're not thinking this through at all.
All she needs is a room at the Sheraton, one hot meal, get her a Hungry Man dinner.
She's not staying at no Microtel Inn.
4 stars. I said Sheraton.
I know. I know.
Or
you gotta spruce
maybe
it up.
You got a spare room in the house she can stay.
It's got to be a nice room, and she needs to have her privacy.
Well, it's got an attached bath.
Good. At the very minimum. Needs to be like a studio apartment.
We have that. We got a guest room.
Needs to be Airbnb-ish.
With an attached bath. What do you think my wife would say? If I came home tonight
and said, you just had the Red Panda,
honey, we're
riding
have
shotgun.
A visitor here tonight. I hope you don't mind.
A little visitor?
It's Red Panda.
Who?
An animal from the zoo?
No. This is a woman. She's got her own unicycle, which, by the way, she's parked in the garage in your spot. Put the Lexus outside.
Is that foldable?
It's unicycle size.
It's tall. It's got to, like,
she travels.
It's
got to
be retractable.
It's got to go in checked baggage.
Yeah, you're right.
What happens if the airline loses the unicycle? Then she gets to her destination.
Show's over.
She gets her hot meal and a swift kick in the ass.
You think they're giving
it? Right back to Timbuktu.
What is wrong with you?
So much. So much is wrong with me. Can we do some go to jails, please?
Yes. Oh, my God. Let me get a good one here. My high and mighty rulers.
The length of the cocks is long.
This might be more of an indictment on me than the others, but I just realized how I hate anyone who sticks their hand out of the window while driving.
This person should be friends with us.
I know. Teddy, Do you do it?
No, Teddy
you
doesn't
idiot?
Do it.
No, I don't have the windows down.
You also hate them.
The windows are up.
Yeah, I don't ever have the windows down.
It's like
down
Common
either.
Man's house.
It has to be.
Windows I don't want up. Fresh air.
Yes.
Sometimes if it's like 45 degrees and cloudy and dry as a bone, I might crack the windows and just go, ooh-wee. But that's what it has to be. It says, I guess it's one thing if you're in the passenger seat, but I find myself getting extremely agitated when you're driving down the highway 75 miles an hour doing stupid little dolphin swimming motions. Get your hands at 10 and 2, roll your windows up, jail. Yeah, I agree. I do agree.
What's the sentence?
I think I remember there was like an SNL sketch where they were doing a, God, what was the name? Of the bit. Was it like the Jack Handy thing? Like deep thoughts with Jack Handy?
Well, that was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that was what it was, but it was like a boy was like sticking his head out the window because he would see that his dog would stick his head out the back window and have a lot of fun. So the boy was sticking his head out the window and the mom and dad were saying, don't do that, don't do that. And as a car was passing by, another kid, I think, was sticking his head out the window. And their heads just flew off as they connected with each other.
I'll tell you, nothing brings a chuckle and a tear to your eye like children losing their lives. I'll tell you what, when it's their own fault, though. I mean,
oh, my God.
It's kind of funny.
My Attawayoles. Jail for my husband. He does this thing. When we're watching TV or a movie at the home, it drives me nuts. And it's when we're not even watching one of our shared shows. If I even open my mouth for 5 seconds to make a comment or tell him something about my day, because God forbid I get 20 minutes in a 24-hour span to speak to my husband, he always pauses the show. He tells me he does it out of courtesy. But by doing that, he makes me feel like I'm nagging him. We're just watching a basketball game. Do you have to hear every single word that's said? Jail. So
I don't know how to rule on that because
he pauses.
It's because I'm the same way, except I mute. I don't pause.
It's mute.
And
when there's discussion, when there's talking.
If I were not to mute, like if she's talking to me, I want to tell you about this bitch. And I don't mute. And I just keep the volume on.
You'll get the wrath of Khan.
Oh, my God. You don't even want to hear this, do you? You can't even turn it off for 2 seconds. You can't even mute it for 2 seconds. So he's doing the thing that he should do,
yeah,
which is stop all interruptions.
And she's and still listen. Pissed off by
and
it.
And she's still pissed off. I don't know how to rule on this. Because it could be that he's doing it passive-aggressively, but it could be that he's just doing it out of courtesy because he doesn't want his wife to talk over the volume.
She said in the thing that he says he's doing it out of courtesy. So Teddy,
I don't know how to rule on
Teddy,
that.
Teddy, why don't you rule? Why don't you rule on that one? Maybe they both get a year in jail.
I think it depends on the game. Like if it's like a game that
like,
his team,
like the last
his team
Spurs Knicks game,
or a team that that's one of his teams playing in it, you know, and
so
he's
get out of here, honey.
It's just like a random game that's on, then yeah. But it's tough to decide. You just don't know the exact circumstances here.
All right, Timmy has fallen down another rabbit hole when it comes to advice columns.
I can't get enough of these.
We'll
things.
Do that in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And traffic is a little slow on northbound 71 on the north side between 17th Avenue and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's Lux Boxes. Choose the $5, $7, or $9 box. Now with the shredded beef dipping taco. Limited time at participating stores while supplies last. Prices vary, freezes, and specialty drinks not included. Tax extra. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
common man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Before you get to the advice column thing, Teddy, you may want to earmuff this. It's going to upset you.
Uh-oh.
So the UFL season has not gone well.
No, you must be wrong. You must not be getting the right kind of information there, because it's clearly awesome. It was great.
They moved into three new markets this year, including this one.
Right.
And you would think that because they moved into new markets, they'd have just naturally, even if it's artificial, an attendance bump, because delusional people will go and, hey, Aviators.
You saw all those games that Teddy went to, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, all
big,
of them.
He's
all
a big zero fan. Yeah, he was out there tickets. Supporting them.
Well, this past season in the UFL, the average paid crowd across the entire league was 10,501. That is a 20% drop from 2025. Now, the good news is their ratings did go up a little bit, up 4% on Fox, 8% on ESPN. Now, the number's still crap. It's, 670,000 people.
What was it on ESPN?
On TV. ESPN, that's ABC.
I'm sorry, ABC, I should have said.
14% ABC. Jump. There you go. Push their average to 941,000.
Almost a million people watching.
That's right.
That's a lot.
It's not. Now, I don't want to minimize, by the way, the college softball World Series had 3 million people watching it.
What? Yeah, but that's a championship game. This is just regular season game. What was the college softball regular season numbers?
Are we really doing this? Stop that.
You're going to try really to compare. Do this. What's the NHL regular
contact
season numbers?
Football? We're really going to do this.
Major League Baseball regular season numbers.
Teddy, he's going at it. I'll tell you, it's not 10,501. I'll tell you that.
Nobody's going to the games, but they're watching it.
No, they're not.
We just saw had the numbers.
The numbers for sports everywhere, because they changed the way they measure sports, Nielsen did, have gone up. Every single sport has seen double-digit increases in ratings. Everyone.
I don't think Teddy's going to back off of his guys.
Well, he doesn't have to back off. I'm telling you, this league is hemorrhaging money. All right, they moved into new markets. And I think the books are cooked that it was 10,000 paid average. Most of that crap's papered.
I don't think that's right either. 10,000. 10,000 average at these games? And that's really bad if that's what it is.
St. Louis is drawing 20,000 a game.
Are they really?
Everybody else is drawing 4.
What's St. Louis's name?
Battlehawks.
Wow, in unison. Good old Battlehawks. Wasn't there like a team called the Nighthawks somewhere? Did Maurice Claret play for a Nighthawks?
The Omaha Nighthawks?
Nighthawks.
That was like an
indoor
team.
What the hell league
was that? An indoor team.
Or arena team. Was that arena
some
team?
Some arena, right?
Yeah, I think it was arena.
Some arena team. I don't know. So what do we do with this water for this crap? People
can gamble on it, so that helps out as well, I think.
Brandon Sorsby?
Brandon Sorsby's a big fan.
Yes. Yeah, but the guys at Texas Tech say that it's all right.
It's a disease.
It's got an apparatus.
Let's bet apparatus in our pocket.
He's underage. He's able to bet.
Or in the state of Texas where it's illegal.
Right.
His parents signed him up for it. Yeah. He didn't want to do it, but they say, hey, you're gambling, kid.
I learned it from watching you.
Exactly. I had to have a way in. All right, so.
Advice column.
The last couple weeks I've been telling you guys about this. I see these Dear Abby columns and they just suck me in. The headlines are catchy and I got to know what's up.
A lot of people think it's all fake.
Here's one. I don't care
if
it is.
AI.
Maybe it is. Dear Abby, I think my wife is cheating on me with multiple women. Oh boy, right? I've been married to my wife for 2 years. We met online and have known each other for 5 years. We originally lived an hour apart. And after some persuasion, we bought a condo together. Everything was going great until I began to notice my wife's attraction to other women. I noticed lesbians cruising my wife wherever we went, whether we were on vacation or just at the store. I also believe she's finding women online and having sex with them. I don't think she's gay, but she enjoys the sex part.
Well, then. I'm going to say the sex makes you gay, or at least very bisexual.
Of course. How does it not?
That's my uneducated opinion on it.
That's my take on that.
Right.
But also, she still has sex with me. I hate the fact that all this is done in secret. She denies anything is happening, but I've caught her in many lies. How so? We're retired and living off both of our savings, but most of it is hers. I don't know if I could survive on just my savings. She's also threatened to take a lot of my savings through litigation. I'm stuck. I love her, but I can't continue this farce.
First of all, what type of relationship is this? If she's threatening you
and
but
she's
taking savings through litigation, this doesn't sound like a very loving marriage. You've been married for 2 years.
Yeah, like it seems like from the quick synopsis, he has proof that she's doing this. And she has the gall to be doing that and then threatening you?
Yeah, no, that's this. Dump this broad.
Have the battle, right?
Yeah.
Have the battle.
Hire a private investigator to catch her and a little sisters, and then take her to court.
Correct. If you've got the proof, then you should be fine with that. I think he's a little delusional. Back to that part in the middle there.
What was the advice that was given, by the way?
The advice that was given, she said, your wife may not be gay, but if your hunch is accurate, she's certainly bisexual. Correct. Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. Like you said.
She's also a liar.
However, you may have more problems than her having sex outside your marriage. Equally troubling are her threats to help herself to your savings.
That's what
and the
I said.
Fact that when you ask her something, you don't get a straight answer. You may love your wife, but I don't see how you can stay married and be happy under these conditions. Consider whether you're at risk for an STD.
Mm-hmm.
Walker told him.
Uh-huh.
She didn't tell him.
No, Walker did.
She's lying.
What do you think, Paul Keels?
His buddy
really
Walker
that box.
Told him that he has AIDS. You may need to talk about this with a lawyer. Like I said. Yeah, we're both right about that one.
Oh, my goodness.
How about this one? Dear Abby, my young daughter is cheating on her boyfriend with her 54-year-old boss. Just like that dirty scoundrel, Jeff, at the Max.
He wasn't 54.
No, he was probably
he
like...
He was in college.
He was probably like 24.
I don't think he was even that.
You think he was 23?
No, he was probably younger than that. He was in college.
Folks that don't know, in Saved by the Bell...
Oh, are we really doing this?
Jeff managed the Max, and he was... Started to get it on
anyway,
with Kelly Kapowski and broke up the Zach Morris
one of the
and Kelly couple.
Issues that we have... is you speaking in code. Like everybody knows what you're talking about all the time.
Hmm.
So then Billy Bean told me, ba 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 ba, bootsy bootsy, you know, ba ba. And you'll tell a story like that. But you have to go and give the backstory for Saved by the Bell.
What's the problem?
So that people are up to speed.
Yeah, what's the problem? And Jeff...
And then Willie said, those onions are good. You know Willie, don't you? I mentioned him 5 years ago once.
Jesus.
But then on Saved by the Bell, which was a children's television sitcom from the late 80s and early 90s.
Produced by Brandon Tartikoff. It was a hit show. Later would have the college years with Mike Golic. Bob Golic. Brother of Mike Golic. Yeah. He was the RA at a fictitious California college. So, this one, my daughter, cheating on her boyfriend with her 54-year-old boss. My daughter, Kate, is 22 and just recently graduated college. She's been dating her boyfriend for 5 years. I love this young man like he was my own son. The problem is, I just found out Kate has been seeing someone on the side. He is her boss, and he's 54 years old. I'm sworn to secrecy because her older sister told me about this. To say the least, I'm disgusted, but I can't say anything because it would destroy the trust between the two sisters. Any advice?
You're not sworn to secrecy. You're her mom. The hell are we talking about? I don't care if the other sister gets uncomfortable then.
Tell her how wrong she
is. Yes, that's your job. Your mom. I don't care if she's 22.
I know she's 22 now, but still, she's at a pretty young age.
You invite
and she's
her
messing
over
up left
for
and
a
right.
Turkey sandwich? You say, hey, floozy.
Yeah.
If you want to be with Grampy Old Balls over there, which I do not recommend.
You better break it
break
off with this
up
good,
with
clean
the other
boy.
Guy, or I'm going to tell him. Because it's not fair to him, and you want to talk about Walker told me I have AIDS, this old man's probably really dirty.
Oh, yuck. You talk
really
about
dirty.
Droopy, sacky, and just disgusting things.
What's this guy look like? What
worst.
Does he look like, and what does she look like? I need to know these answers.
Because
it gives me hope for the future, actually, a little bit.
I think the advice is spot on, though. Yeah, you give her a warning and say, if you don't tell him, I will.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. The Abby advice was, step back, let the situation evolve.
No, Abby, you're stupid.
The truth will eventually come out. Either the boss's wife will find out and Kate will have to find another job, or her boyfriend will catch on and end the relationship. She's saying stay back, let
stay
it resolve
back.
In its own volition.
Resolve itself, because eventually you'll wind up on forensic files because the wife of the married guy is going to find out and kill someone.
No.
Kill your daughter.
You find out when you find out. You found out before all this. I say go right at it.
I don't like that advice
go right at it.
Dear Abby. I don't think Abby's a real person.
Maybe not.
But her name's Margaret.
Dear Margaret. Mags.
Dear Maglio Ordonez.
He probably needs something to do.
No, he's the mayor. He's the socialist mayor of a Venezuelan town.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's back in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least he was. He was one of... Who's the guy that we just captured down there?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Maduro? Nicolas Maduro? Is that right?
Yeah, Maduro. He's certainly not in Caracas.
No, it's not the big town.
No.
Teddy?
He's the mayor of Juan Antonio Sotillo Municipality.
Who are you, Ric Flair?
Tell us, you and Rick. Juan Antonio Sotillo?
What are you doing?
Goal!
Juan Valdez?
He's a mayor.
He's a mayor. Socialist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how a socialist has made $120 million in Major League Baseball, but whatever.
Well, he was a socialist before, but now he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he became one.
Became a socialist.
Got influenced.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now he's keeping all the money.
Back page coming up. Colin, Man, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And we've got a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Beamer is out. Tito, Jeff Thidoff is here.
Another double.
Yeah. Tim asked me to do another joke. I'm not going to do one today, though.
Hopefully, it's another visual joke.
It was a visual joke for radio.
It played so well yesterday.
I said, nah, you know what? I'm, I'm, Got to know the room.
You hosted Morning Juice with Bobby this morning?
We did.
What was on the agenda?
Oh,
what'd you talk about?
We got into a big fight.
You got into a fight this morning?
A big argument. We had a huge argument. Yes, we did.
Huge
argument. What was
a sports argument or something else?
No, it was a sports argument. And it's one of those things where, and this happens oftentimes, where I am giving my honest opinion. Like, I'm not playing up for, like, I'm not being.
You're not being you.
I'm not disagreeing with him to disagree with him.
But in fairness,
yeah.
I don't know what this was about.
Yeah.
You're going to tell us, but you have done that in the past. You've just played the instigator.
I don't.
You've done that.
All right, so what did you do? What did you do?
What was it about? Okay, it was about all the Soresby crap.
Yeah.
Okay? And how Texas Tech is, he didn't kill anybody. Court said he could play. He's going to play. We're going to play him. They suspended two games. Court's not doing the trial until February. He's eligible to play. We're going to play him. Right? That's what Texas Tech is saying.
Yeah.
Right?
They're doing their 21-minute podcast with all their leaders making excuses
I said that I believe that Ohio State would not handle it that way. I think that if this happened with a player at Ohio State, I would like to think that Ohio State would take a moral stand. And even though the court says it's okay, I would think that Ryan Day and maybe Ross Bjork, Ryan Day would say, like, you know what? You're still part of the team. That's fine. You be part of the team. We're not going to play you, though, because we have evidence you broke these rules. You broke these rules. There's electronic evidence, all these bets you placed while you're in Indiana. We're not kicking you off the team. But just because the court says you can do it, and Bodie and Bobby both said, well, no, I think Ohio State would do, they'd stand by him, let him start. Like, if Ohio State
I'm surprised.
You think it'd be the,
I'm surprised that I agree
be the same
with you.
Old thing.
It,
I do agree with you, too,
I agree
Tito.
With you.
Yeah.
God, that makes you so much better.
I know.
I was getting so hot and bothered.
I know if it were me.
Right.
If it were me, if I were the man in charge and this were happening, I would not play the, I would not ever play the guy.
And I don't think Ryan Day would either.
And I don't think so.
Even Bodie said,
either.
Like, yeah. Bodie said, I'd be okay if Freeman would do this. Freeman would play him. Marcus Freeman said, no, there's no way. Notre Dame, if they had the evidence of this, there's no way they would play him.
I don't think it's worth Ohio State's reputation.
Right.
To do something like that when there's always the next player.
Yeah.
It's not bigger. It's bigger, I meant to say, than any other one player.
Yeah.
Everything that they have going on over there. We obviously want all of the players that are stars to keep things on the up and up because, we have a better chance to win. But if Jeremiah Smith or Julian Sayin stepped in it in the worst kind of way, I will still sit here and say the same thing.
And like, that's what he said.
Punish how you have to punish or make ineligible the way you need to.
All the coaches, winning's the most important thing. And, if Ryan Day has this, I was saying, like, Ryan Day, I expect him to win, but also I think he's got a certain standard based on his persona, the way he's talked about, the things he's big in the mental health. He would do whatever he could to support his players. I believe they would. I really do. And maybe I'm naive. I think Bodie said I was naive for thinking that the win at all costs thing wouldn't be the case at a place like Ohio State. But I said, that's why if Ryan Day goes 11-1 and Lane Kiffin goes 11-1, I want Ryan Day as my head coach, not Lane Kiffin. I didn't want Calipari to come here because I knew that Calipari in basketball, every time he leaves someplace, there's always some kind of ruins there. There's always some kind of NCAA stuff that follows him.
Right.
And so I would like to believe that Ohio State would do it differently.
Well, slap my ass and call me Judy. I agree with Tito.
Oh, yep. Next week, man, Timmy and Tito for 3 hours on Monday.
I don't know what to do.
This bothered me all day.
I have nothing to add.
I don't know what to do. This bothered me all day.
That was a nice little 3 minutes with Tito.
Yeah, all right.
Told us how it is.
And you know what? Now you get to toss it to the back page. Go ahead.
Back page, hit it.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I don't really care about this. I'm going to say it anyway. I had an inkling. You have like an intuition, a feeling. I'd heard Buckeye Basketball was talking about adding another. Well, Jake even said something publicly at that last press conference if they were looking for another sort of big non-conference.
Said that.
So yeah, he said that publicly, but I had this feeling, we didn't talk about it on the show, that I knew who it was because, sometimes you play the connection games.
Right.
A lot of times the connection game is stupid when you're talking about, I think they're going to hire this coach because his wife was from Columbus. You're like, no, that means nothing at all.
Yeah.
But this one I just thought, and it seems that it is going to be a Vanderbilt game.
Oh.
It could be a game against Vanderbilt. And Jake Diebler's experience there.
Why don't we ask him when he comes on the program? Yeah,
he's going to be here next Wednesday. So see a little report out there that they're finalizing a multi-year series that'll start in the most important thing in Columbus.
Well, I'm God just forbid. Glad we're going to play.
We have some home and away games
here or there, and not just a neutral site game.
Exactly,
like Provo,
Salt
Lake City.
Yeah, Armor
Buckeye Show.
We're doing something like that.
He's coming up next. We'll see you Monday. What day is it? It's Friday, right?
Yeah. Friday.
Yeah. See you Monday. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing slowdown on West Broad Street at Central Avenue, and there's a 20-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between 670 and Hilliard Rome Road. This report is sponsored by CODA. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with CODA for less than $10 a person. Step one, ride the CODA Zoo Bus. Step two, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit coda.com/zoobus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.